We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Vav Hilchos Iska. As we know, the Heter Iska is the advice that Chazal give us how to be able to lend and borrow money with interest. Anoitz l'chaveri mos she's asik boy. He gives money to someone else with the goal being that that person is going to use that money. Berevach yichlatzoy, and they're going to divide the profits. Vegam hefzid. And so too, if there's a loss, they'll divide the losses. Zed nikra iska vasar. That is not permitted. That money is, half the money is money that the person who received the money is married, that he borrowed. He only is going to give him a share of the profit. That he has to carry that obligation. And the giver, the lender, gets the profit. It's on the giver's obligation. That half is his profit or gain. And the person who received this money, that half the money that he received is money that he got to use. And the only reason he agreed to this arrangement is because he got loaned some money. But if the person who gives the money pays the person who receives the money, so now he's getting paid to work for him. Therefore, part of the heter iska involves that the person who's lending the money has to give the person who's receiving the money a small amount of money, and that will be the way that it will become permissible. They could agree that the person who received the money cannot say, well, some of it got lost, unless he could provide Adam that could testify. And furthermore, Val Revach, on the profit that there is, he won't be trusted, that he makes a shvur, this was the amount of profit. But they can make another stipulation, that the person who received the money has a choice. That he's willing to give the person who's giving the money a certain amount for the amount that he's getting as profit, that will be acceptable. And he keeps the balance of the profit. And that's the right way of doing things. It could be understood that the person who's receiving the money doesn't want to swear. Therefore, the way to avoid the need to make a shvua, the way to avoid making a shvua is by making this arrangement that he's going to give him whatever he's going to give him, this amount that was prearranged. That's what we know as the heter iska. And even though the person who received the money knows he didn't make any profit with this money, or I feel him hefser, or he knows he lost money, he can still pay with the principal, with the amount that he's going to be collecting as what they agreed at the beginning. And the reason there is no iser, because otherwise he would have to make a shvua. The person receiving the money would have to make a shvua. The kim sheish lav chiyuv shvua, Yochel lift this atzma money in a shvur. He says, I'll pay this amount to avoid needing to make a shvur. Siftal avshikna makabos kelcha revach shanois makach vakach. That the person is taking ownership of the profit. Shiyim chuyiv los akach vakach b'chol oifen. And he's agreeing that no matter what, he's going to pay him this amount. Without the stipulation where I could swear, ze osur. El tzor shiyitil makabal abreira. The way the heter iska has to be structured is that he could swear and not have to pay the amount that was agreed upon. If they made a heter iska with a certain expiration date, and past that date, the money is still with the person who received the money. Tzarech ha-mesasek, litan le-reva gam b'zman shachkach. He has to keep on paying profits for that period of time as well. The money was left with him past the due date with the terms of the original stipulation. The best is that the shtar esker should have a clause. If the money will remain with him past the time identified, they will keep on using the stipulation. Sivav nusach shtar esker, the wording of the shtar esker, moedan neachos amatim, I, the person signed here, agree, shikabat liyodim esker, Reuven Horvitz meungvar, I got from this individual, sach mei zuhuvim b'taris iskel l'chatzi shana, 100 gold pieces for iskel for half a year, miyom b'lamata, starting from the date on the bottom of this document. V'schayavtis atzmi, and I obligate myself, shechol schor tovish shetein nir be'enai, any good merchandise, sheyoy sekrov l'arvich boy, which I believe will be a good way to make profit, b'chuyv ani liknos b'atzcha niskel el, I will purchase with the money that I received, and any profit that I recognize, half of the profit is mine, and half is to the investor. And there'll be a loss, same division. After this half a year from today's date, I have to give back the principal, and also his share, his 50% of the profit. I can't just say that we lost money, unless I could bring two kosher edim. And to say that I profited, I'm going to have to break a shvua. Ulam, we also stipulated that if instead of making these calculations and these obligations, I'm going to give him 10 gold pieces for that, as for his share of the profit, as he can't have any claim against me. Anything above that, and even if it turns out that there was much profit, it doesn't make a difference. He's getting that agreed upon amount. And all of the namonis that this is what happened is to me, even after the time of payment. If I didn't pay back the money, then the terms of the iska, they continue to be divided according to the original agreement.